Authorities right across Australia are urging people to be aware of the danger the current heatwave is presenting to some of the most vulnerable within our communities. As the temperatures climb, they present significant issues for the elderly, those with pre-existing medical conditions, and homeless people living on the street. John Owen is pastor and CEO of the Wayside Chapel, a charity which provides support to homeless people around Sydney. John, thanks for your time. Living on the street, of course, is not an easy thing, but talk us through how things are made more difficult by the weather.
Yeah, look, it's really important, Tracy, that we spare a thought for those who are doing it tough and sleeping on the streets, particularly through these conditions. You know, you and I both would experience certainly heightened frustrations and discomfort in this kind of weather, and but at least at the end of the day we get to go home and turn on the fan or the air conditioner. But a lot of our friends who are out on the streets, there's no relief from the heat, particularly as it bakes, particularly no kind of respite from it all. So, you know, we often at the Wayside, we will, from summer through to winter, we will bury and lose more people and they'll die probably at a rate of 5 to 1 from summer to winter. I mean, that's how harsh the conditions are on the body.
And so what do organisations like yours do to try and make a difference in that regard when it gets hot? I mean, is it as simple as instead of throwing a couple of coins down like people do when they walk by, giving them a bottle of water?
Well, absolutely. Staying cool and staying hydrated is a key. So we will close our doors, pump up the aircon to as much as high as low as we can, and give people an opportunity to rest and recuperate, because you know, the lows, overnight lows, are not dropping down sufficiently. I was just talking to a few people who are sleeping on the streets, and they say the importance of staying hydrated, of checking on one another. The community actually checks on each other to see how they're doing. Access to showers, access to fresh clothes kind of increases through this time, as the clothing will perish a lot quicker through this kind of conditions.
The unfortunate thing is, John, that homelessness is increasing right around the country, isn't it? Why is it we can't seem to get a handle on this?
Well, you know, it's important that during extreme conditions that we spare a thought for people sleeping on the streets. I think what we should do is, yeah, we should give water and we should support people and ask how they are, and maybe even buy a double pass for the movies. I was talking to someone who said to me recently that when they were sleeping rough, they would get themselves, if they had the coins, to cobble together for a movie ticket just to spend a few hours in the dark and the cold. But it's also a good opportunity for us to maybe call up our politicians and ask them to be able to do more on ending homelessness throughout not only New South Wales, but the rest of the country.
So you see it from the front line. If they were to ask advice right now, what sort of a difference could they make immediately?
Well, I think we should have a national forum on homelessness, and we really should be having a public discussion around ways we can look at all the areas that can be addressed around housing affordability, around inclusionary zoning, around increasing the amount of public housing that we have around our country available to, and also increasing access to refuges. So, you know, there's lots of practical solutions that we can be working on. We can sign up to the End Homelessness, which is a campaign that's going on online as well. So there's a lot of ways we can encourage our politicians and ourselves to get involved.
John, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tracy.
That's John Owen, pastor and CEO of Wayside Chapel.